Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, all too often, if a kitchen appliance breaks, you end up buying a new one. As often as not, because it's too costly or too complicated to get it fixed. One of the many election pledges from the Green Party includes a commitment to change that. We're joined by the Green Party TT, Oisin Smith, who was the Minister of State with responsibility for public procurement, e-government and the circular economy. Afternoon, Oisin.
Hi, Sean. I'm still the minister.
You're still the minister.
Okay. Until we get a new Taoiseach.
Sorry for firing you prematurely.
No problem.
there is a European context to this in the sense that there is now European legislation that kind of enshrines the right to have this done.
Yeah, there is something called the right to repair. And that's the idea of encouraging people that they should be allowed to fix their goods and that companies shouldn't be allowed to conspire against the consumer to try to force you to buy a new item, you know, this built-in obsolescence idea. Mm. So one of the things Europe did was they said that manufacturers have to keep providing the parts and they have to keep providing the repair manuals. So that's already in place. And but now I think we can go further. So that's what the idea of this repair voucher scheme is.
Right. OK. And it described to us how that will work.
So the idea is, and it's not my idea, it's already working in Austria and France for a number of years, but the idea is that you've broken something like your dishwasher and you think, okay, I've got a problem now. I'd have to find someone to fix it and I'll have to pay the money. And by the time I've done those things, sure, I might as well buy a new dishwasher. So instead of doing that, what you do is you have an app on your phone. You can put in, my dishwasher is broken. It tells you where the nearest person is who fixes it. And then it gives you a voucher, a QR code on your phone. You show that to the repair person and you get your repair for half price. So that's basically the idea. It's a nudge. It's a little bit of help to persuade you that this time you'd be better off fixing your goods instead of buying new. So it's to get away from a throwaway culture and to go back to a society where we have a culture of fixing things and repairing things.
Yeah, and it's 50% off no matter what the price of the repair is.
No, up to 100 euros. So that's, you have to make sure that you're realistic about these things. And I guess we learn from the experience in other countries. So I know I spoke to the ministers in Austria and France. I asked them what they tried out. They tested various things. They've got to choose which products they're going to help to repair. So for example, TVs, mobile phones are common, kitchen appliances. But in France, they've even done shoes and clothing. You can get repairs to your clothing or you can get your shoes rehealed and so on. And you might be getting just, a 10 euros off or something to make it worthwhile. So it's a little push to get. And also it means that the money that gets spent locally in the national economy and not sent over to a factory in China to be shipped halfway across the world. So it's moving back towards keeping the money circulating in your local society, keeping things in use. And sure, you might have something like a family, a kitchen appliance or a vacuum cleaner or a piece of clothing that you really feel some affection towards that you'd like to keep using. And it's a shame to have to pay to throw it away and buy a new one.
Yeah. And so how much in terms of a fund are you going to commit to this?
So the way it's funded, the way I would fund it is out of the Circular Economy Fund, which is a fund that takes money from the landfill levies, incineration levy, plastic bag levy, those kind of things. And the way I'd do it is that I'd start off by putting 10 million euros in the fund for the first year and we'd try it out and we'd see how it went and see if we'd set was 50% too high or too low, which products should we include. So that's how they did it in other countries. They started with a cap and I think 10 million euros is probably a good start and would get you many thousands of things repaired.
Yeah. How many repair shops are there in Ireland?
Well, there are fewer and fewer. I mean, right near me is the Carrick Hoover repair shop, which really, you see it and you think, oh, who gets a vacuum cleaner fixed? But I went in there and talked to them and they told me it really is changing, that people are getting the idea of a circular economy and saying they're bringing back vacuum cleaners to fix, which he knows, he said, they could buy a new one for less money. So there are fewer and fewer people. And in some products like TVs, I remember as a kid, there were TV repair people all over the place, it's very hard to find somebody. Other products like laptops and phones, there are lots of people repairing them. So there is a skills challenge there as well. And there's no point in giving people money to fix things if there's nobody to actually do the work. So in those cases, the money needs to go into retraining. And that's something to work on with the Department of Further and Higher Education.
Yeah, because there is a great website called repairmystuff.ie.
It is brilliant, yeah. So what we would do is take that and beef it up. I think it's run by Monaghan County Council. And that repairmystuff.ie, that's the place to go to find who can repair something for
you. Except they're all on the East Coast. If you live in Kerry or Westport, you're stumped.
So the thing is, it needs... So I would take that website, repairmystuff.ie, and then make sure that it was really well populated with all the repair people who are in your area for each product, because that's the first problem you face is where am I going to find somebody to do this?
Yeah, but if there aren't any Oisin, then it's pointless.
Exactly, I absolutely agree. If there's nobody in your area to do it, then there's no point in funding that product, and it's a problem. So that in that case, the challenge is skills rather than money.
Yeah. So I mean, would it not be the first instance to start a program of training people up to do this and somehow funding the establishment of repair shops rather than giving people access to vouchers that they're never going to use because there's no one close to them.
In fact, we have been doing it, and there's been a very successful, for example, there's a very successful program only started a few years ago that I helped to launch, which is Kitchen Appliance Repair School, where you get trained up in how to repair the 7 most common kitchen appliances. And there's until now, that had always been done on a sort of buddy apprenticeship system where you got trained in by someone who could do it. Now you can do a course. And for the first time, they're training women to fix dishwashers and washing machines. You know, there is an actual exam. It only takes a few months to learn, but that has been really, really successful. So there have been a lot of programs around that. And to be fair to Simon Harris, when he was minister, he certainly put in a lot of work into moving towards apprenticeships and away from everybody going to a university course. Yeah. So in fact, a lot of people are being trained up in those areas. But as I said, there is no point in providing vouchers for products where you cannot get repair people. You would choose the products such as kitchen appliances, phones, laptops, that there are repair people, that there is a good repair network for. And you know you can get a laptop fixed or a phone fixed.
So there isn't one. That's my point to you. There actually isn't one. So you're launching a voucher scheme and there's nowhere to spend the vouchers.
Unless there certainly are people in some products there are people who will fix them. So for example, you can find people to fix a laptop. You can find somebody to fix a phone.
Yeah.
You can find somebody to fix a washing machine. So you'd have to limit it to those products where there is a repair network and where there are people to do that work. You know, so that I think that's the idea. And it is something that works in other countries. And I think sometimes we feel in Ireland, oh, that would never work here. But then we try it out and find that actually it does work here. So it really has the potential to just to create more money moving around in the local economy and to do something sensible. I mean, I remember as a kid one time, I was only about 13 and I wanted to buy a present for my mother. And I went out to the Long Mile Road and I bought a really inexpensive, cheap part for the dishwasher, which I knew had been causing her hassle for years. I gave it to her, and I just remember the look of joy in her face because it was a small thing. It was a small part, but it meant that, you know, her dishwasher worked again properly. And I, you know, that's what this is all about the craziness of throwing away things that are nearly working, just missing some small thing. And if you could just give people the access to somebody to repair it and the money to do it, then you could keep that product working.
Yeah. Well, indeed. Though, if it's cheaper to buy a new one, people might be inclined to buy the new one.
Indeed, yeah. So, I mean, look, a classic thing. Everybody faces this with a mobile phone. Your mobile phone gets a cracked screen. You know, are you your choice is spend 50 euros to get a new screen or maybe spend, you know, 50 euros and get a new phone just to get an upgrade or whatever it is. So, you know, that's the decision point that we're trying to alter. We're trying to say to people, okay, what if we gave you ready access to find the person who can do the work, and then a voucher to pay for a portion of the fix? Will you then go and fix the product rather than buying new? So it's trying to change that decision point that people make, because people just don't have time to find how to do it, and they realise that in some cases it's cheaper just to buy new again.
Oisin, thanks for speaking with us today. That was Oisin Smith there, the Green Party TD, who, as you heard, if he doesn't get re-elected, might be able to fix your washing machine. for you. Certainly he did for his mother. A few comments on that. How would your house insurance be impacted if the oven you repair burns the house down? That's my concern. Well, presumably you'd get a skilled tradesperson to fix your oven rather than doing it yourself. Another text says the waste electrical recycling system is run by electrical retailers who ensure all items are scrapped and no parts recovered. Like the bottle deposit scheme, if it was left to the industry to run, which is very naive of ministers. Now, somebody else wonders, does that include call out charges? What if it breaks down again? Do you get your money back? I assume that's probably to do with you and the person who fixes it, that there'd be some sort of comeback there if it breaks down again. Good luck finding someone who will fix a dishwasher. 80 euro call out charge, mad money for parts. A 50 euro voucher is pointless. Now, he said it was, he did say it was a 100 euro voucher. Though, you know, your point still stands, it should be said. The top grill in my oven broke, says John. 500 euro for a new oven. I bought the part online for 36 quid, watched a YouTube video and repaired the oven. Honestly, it was as easy as changing a plug. And in many cases it is. You're right there. Now, not everybody is kind of handy that way or would feel particularly, confident about doing that kind of thing, especially if it's something electrical. They'd be terrified. This won't work then for things like dishwashers. My 6-year-old dishwasher packed in. A guy came out at a charge of 100 euro after 10 minutes. He told me the part would cost 160 euro, excluding VAT and shipping it, and it would cost 250 euro for him to come back and fix it. And I would be waiting 6 to 8 weeks. So all in, I was better off buying a new washer. A 100 euro voucher won't work. Someone else says, Hoover story. In 2005-ish, well and truly into the Celtic Tiger, a friend rang his brother about a broken Hoover in his skip. Reply was, it's fecked, missus, bought a new one. Friend took it home and all that was wrong with it, a sock was stuck in the pipe, says Paddy. And Darren says, any electrical item have to be up to standard or we will need more firefighters. Well, I suppose that's jobs in the community.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello!
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.